plays earlier. For most of the game, I think they played better. We made a great run at the end, but for most of the game, they just played smarter, played better. We've gotten into a little funk here where, we've had some games where we've made bad shots. We've taken bad shots, and we've made them. Syracuse is a great example. I think we said that to you guys right after the game. I said, we made shots. They weren't good shots. We just made them. And we kind of felt we've fallen into some bad habits there. I thought at the end of the game, last 5-6 minutes, we started making extra passes, driving the ball. We looked good, but it's too late. So I think we'll get it right. But in this league, one game like that, and you're going to pay for it. And when I say one game, I don't think it was this one. I think it was the Syracuse game that cost us the Providence game. And this game, we haven't righted ourselves. That's why you don't see many teams go undefeated in this league. You just can't slip one night. Up in Providence, shoot, we weren't even in the game. You go in one night like that, take bad shots, and you're not making bad shots, and just be a little sloppy. Really, we got hammered up there, and we're not happy about it. You guys don't need to hear me cry my woes. We're going to go to work. We're going to fix it. But, it's all of our responsibilities as seniors, our staff, to you can't get into those funks because in this league, it can go for a while. I thought that was important. I thought Moof did a good job. But again, that's a little bit of our consistency. Tonight, he was great. Providence, he wasn't as aggressive. He wasn't making good decisions. So, but he's good tonight. He was good, and he did do a good job defensively, blocked some shots. For a guy of his size, his thickness, it's tough to get out and guard their bigs on the perimeter. He did a good job.
May started making that one. They don't have a guy like Austin Freeman. Are you able to come back?
Yeah, I think so. He made every play down the stretch, not just shots, free throws, the pass. Wasn't that him that was trapped up top at half court that made the pass for the dunk to Lubick? That was a great trap. I'll admit sometimes we didn't have good traps, but that was a great trap. He was strong enough to elevate out of that, skip it to Lubick. Great catch by Lubick, but he made every – there was also – we missed a free throw, and Isaiah Armwood had the missed free throw. He ripped it right out of his hands. He just made – he's great. I love him. He's a great kid, too. I don't know. Not a good question. Probably, it's probably the same because they know us as well as we know them. And there were some great guards out there today. But it probably evens out because we both know each other and those guys know each other and played against each other so many times. You know what, JoJo? Honestly, I would have liked to have one, but I don't think we would have had the chance if we hadn't used them earlier because we were reeling a little bit. But something happened. There was kind of a delay. We did get, as bad as that looked, we did get to do what we wanted to do. Where that makes a difference is if we would have had a timeout, we could have taken a two and called timeout. But we, not having a timeout, we had to go for the three, and they know that. It's one of the hardest things to do in basketball is get a three when they know you have to get a three.
Jake, over the last few years, so accustomed to seeing when there's a 50-50 ball, loose ball on the floor, and you guys get it. And tonight, they seem to get more than their share. And were you guys a little tentative when you feel like there's just the way it bounced?
No, I think it's a good point. We talked about that. I don't think each year a team's different, and I don't know if this team has that personality yet. And we got to get it. They said, we talked about this last year. I still think we're ahead of pace than we were last year, even though our record might have been better. We're closer to being the kind of Villanova basketball team we want to be. But we're definitely not there. And that's one of the areas. It's not that hard. It's really, Terry, not that hard. I think we got to demand it as coaches. They got to accept it as players. And they will. I think they will. That's why I say it's as much our responsibility. You know, when guys, you know, we give our guys freedom. You know, when guys are feeling it, we let our guys go. One of the drawbacks in that are if they continue to make bad decisions, even if they're making shots, you gotta pull them back. And we I don't think we've done a good enough job of that. We were actually, at that time, they were doing a great job of taking away our wings. So we were trying to get Corey and Malik, you know, in the slot area where they could drive it and make plays. They did a really good job of extending on our – we had Stokes and Cheek on the wings, and they were really extending. So these two were driving from the slot areas. He got hurt in the – was it the first half? Or first half? So he got hurt in the first half. I'm going to check on that now. I don't know if he's got a turf toe or something, but he was hurt. He played hurt. He was hold Adam in there. Trust me. But we were trying to play a little offense defense because he couldn't really move defensively. It was worth playing him at 70% offensively. And really, if you look at it, I know you guys all have to look at it. So whenever anybody takes shots, don't worry about it. It's your job. I'm just being honest. It's the same schedule. The schedules are the same. You're playing now. You play Georgetown on the road to Providence. We're gonna get Marquette coming in here. It's gonna be a tough game, and you're playing tough teams. And at the time you're playing tough teams, if you're not right, you're gonna get beaten this late. You know, you might catch a break like Syracuse. I think we caught a break. You know, we made a lot of very difficult shots. So I think this team is a year. Everybody's a year older. So when we talk about these things, no one's fighting it. They listen. They'll do it. That's why I'm pretty confident this team will get better. And that's why I said we all got to take responsibility for this little slide right here. It's on the staff, and it's on the players.
Due to the bad shot selection, sometimes results from not getting into a flow.
Well, you know, I think you get into a flow when you get the defense out of rhythm. Like we were always taking the first shot. You know, and sometimes it's a curse. When you're good enough to get off a shot, it's a curse because you can always get one off. We got to get the best shots, you know. And as I said, there's always a fine line there. We'll live with some bad shots sometimes. We're taking a lot of bad shots.
It's a challenge, you know, but that's something you win as a basketball player. And like I said, we've seen a lot of Georgetown, all the teams. Sometimes you get them home and away. And, you know, you're playing against great players every night at every position. And I think we are for a challenge, like Coach said. We just got to get better and continue to try to play Lono basketball.
Wayne, did you expect to have so much success under full court pressure like you did last two, 3 months or so? Coming into the game, did you expect to be able to jump down?
No, you know, I didn't expect that. I got three great guards. But I guess we, at the end of the game, we start playing hard. We start, I mean, doing what we do in the first couple turnovers.
Yeah, we know them guys. I'm real good. And Chris Wright was running the team today, not really shooting too much, took three shots, but Austin Freeman came up big and made some tough shots. I think we was down one, and we got him to the end of the shot clock, and Malik played good defense, and he made the tough shots. That's what good players do for their team, and he just stepped up and made a lot of great plays tonight.
Well, our coach was talking about a bit of a slide you guys were in right now. How do you see that from your perspective of the other side?
I think coaches right. We gotta play a little more hard. It's not about offense. Some games you're not gonna make shots, and today we didn't make no shots, but we was there, and we ain't step it up another notch, and that's us, the seniors, to help Coach Wright and them while we're on the court, just try to play one little basketball, and so we got to keep practicing for.
A great job. He's coachable, and he played hurt today. He didn't practice it. We didn't know if he's going to play until we got the X-rays back. So all those little things. He's got all the intangibles, and there's things he's got to work on to get better. But I'm very pleased with his progress.
Come in, do whatever I can do to help the seniors, help the coaching staff. You know, I just compliment the 3-day seniors, leaders, and, you know, whatever they ask me to do, that's what I try to do. I don't really try to get out of myself. I just do whatever the team needs me to do.
Is it people on the outside kind of preparing you, second,
sense
to
the
right, comparable guards? Do you think
yourself
as comparable? And number two, raise his game, talk about his game as possible.
Yeah, I don't judge my game with him. I just try to play, you know, just be aggressive at all times, and if I don't got a shot, hit the open man, and if I try to jump, stop, get in the lane, make a play. And, Chris Wright is a good player. Went to camp with him this summer, and Chris Paul, and we was kind of roommates and talking a whole lot, and Chris is real good. You know, he can shoot the ball, can penetrate the other guy's shots, and that's what he got to do for his team to be successful. And he ran the team today, didn't really shoot too well, and they got a good win.
And I just think he's part of, you know, as Malik is and Fish, you know, he's trying to make big shots for us, you know what I mean, rather than just trying to get and it's not a selfishness at all. I mean, sometimes, you know, probably. He takes his role as a leader very seriously. But we need him, and we need to do a better job of getting him easier shots. We need to do a better job as a staff. He knows his job is to make shots for us. I mean, he really, even playing hurt, he hit some big threes in the second half. And he takes that very seriously, and he defends hard. And we definitely need him. He'll be there. I'm confident in him.
When Scotty graduated,
that's on coach job, and I'm real confident with the young guys. I know they're gonna work hard. I know they're gonna listen to coach and try to do the right things. And I know Malik is ready. He listens. Like he said, every time we say something, he does it. We could be wrong at times. We could be right. He still does it. Same thing off with coach. And I know he's prepared to lead the team next year. And that also goes for Dominic Cheek. I think next year he's going to have to step up with Stokes leaving, and I think they'll be ready.
Sorry about that.